Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Passing the torch to one's child is a traditional part of a family business. But as Peter Jaskiewicz, associate professor of family business at Concordia University, says, sometimes it's better to look outside the bloodlines for leadership.
From the Hiltons to the Murdochs, families have long thought to keep their businesses in the bloodline. But my new research suggests that's not necessarily the best method of management. Together with my co-author Andrew Luschak, I argue in a recent study that if the family business is part of a traditional industry built on quality and reputation, a family member would make a good CEO. But if it operates in an industry that values innovation and the firm is to stay on the cutting edge, it's best to look elsewhere for leadership. In traditional industries, it's all about preserving the tradition, ensuring that the reputation of the firm and its products remain high. The way families work and run family firms is key to doing exactly that. But that doesn't work in newer industries, where it's all about constant innovation and rapidly changing environments. Because family CEOs tend to focus more on family values and continuity, while non-family CEOs seek to innovate, a CEO from outside the family circle might be a better choice in industries that prioritize pushing boundaries over preserving tradition. Traditional family businesses, then, like food producers, service providers, or winemakers, businesses in which quality and reputation are core values and instrumental to firm performance, can benefit from keeping things in the family. By contrast, innovative businesses, such as those in the information technology sector, cellular communications, or pharmaceuticals, would be better off hiring from outside the inner circle. An empirical study of Italian family businesses that our research builds upon finds exactly that. Firms with family CEOs outperform in traditional industries, but underperform relative to non-family CEOs in innovative industries.
That was Peter Jaskiewicz of Concordia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
Saw me climbing to the top of the hill. You saw me meeting with the fool zone.